Now, 2 years ago, I spent 3 months with the Cree Indians. Boy, there's a group of Indians who, you know, wow, my heart is with the Crees. I love them.
Now, where are they located?
All over Canada and down into the United States.
Okay.
Coast to coast. They are a huge bunch of sweethearts. And some pains in the rear, as a nation, I love them. I wish I was Cree. But nevertheless, I was at this, asked to come up to this big Cree gathering and speak, and I did, and I think it was five women came to me, and very hesitantly, and said, "Red Duck, we have something to share." And you could see they felt they were in trouble sharing this. You could see it in their eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, well, it turns out they are the protectors of a certain spot concerning the Thunderbirds up in Canada, way up real close to the Yukon. And they belong to a society. And they were stepping out of bounds from the society by coming to me in this group and presenting this knowledge to me. And I raised my hand and I said, "Wait, let me tell you. You are the protector of the Thunderbird Cave, the Bird Cave, it's called.
A bird cave.
The three mountains up there by the Yukon," and they look totally shocked. And I said, "That is in a face of a cliff of the three mountains, and that is a slope that goes down inside, a rock slope. It's almost like granite. A whole mountain for that face." And I says, "It ends at a T, and if you go left, you're going to learn bad knowledge, evil. If you go right, you will learn all sacred good knowledge. And this is what you're protecting." And, man, they started chatting away in Cree, and one of them looked at me at first and said, "He knows." Well, sure I know. You know, part of my job is to know about tunnels and caves and stuff like that. But anyway, I am, folks, hear me. I haven't got a dime to do it. I got a busted truck that's going to cost me quite a bit of money just to get back up there. And I am called to go back to the sacred bird cave.
Is this like a breeding ground up there?
It was the ancient breeding ground before the flip, that one of the four flips of Earth, or five. Well, this is five we're in the process of. And what happened is explosions of volcanoes and everything, and they left their eggs there. They fled. And, I rode them. I rode their mind. The medicine people know what I'm talking about.
I understand, yeah.
And they were screaming, "What about our children, you know, ready to hatch, babies?" Oh, they were so human in emotion, it was unbelievable. Pterodactyls flying around, thousands of birds. But these are the brilliant ones of the birds. These are the human type thinkers of the birds.
I heard they had like a 20-foot wingspan, red elk.
Generally 22 on average, but they do go up to 27 and I think 28.
Huge.
Oh, yes, and they're beautiful. They're eagles, but they're just they're something else. And anyway, I've got to go up there, and the top medicine man of the Cree. Oh, across Canada, the number one medicine man. He's got to make me, and he's going to, an eagle flute, or not flute, but whistle. And I've got to climb that mountain with this old body, and it's one toe missing, the one next to it.
How are you going to do that?
I'll do it. It's my calling. I'll do it if I've got the money to do it, and I'll have a lot of Crees. If they got to go to the top of the mountain and tie rope after rope after rope and throw it down and haul me to that place, they'll do it. That kind of people, and I will call. I've got a certain ceremony, and I will literally call them back to their old breeding ground. And this is one of the jobs that I've got to do in Canada. But I am. I only have three backers, a man and a wife and a single man, that every month, like clockwork, they send me a little bit of money. Those are the only backers that I have that I can count on. And it's always less than $200 a month, and I use that amount a week on gas. And so, yeah, between me.
How big were these eggs, or are these
oh,
eggs?
Oh, well, Alex Kahaneke is the Cree that I'm speaking of, the medicine man. And he, at this meeting I told you about, the powwow, the big powwow means meeting. And he came to me, and I was sitting outside this huge lodge, meeting lodge, a big teepee, And he said, Red Hawk, I have some men that would like to talk to you and I'd show you something. And I said, well, sure, you know. And they brought in this stone about the size of a woman's bowling ball, you know, smaller size.
Yeah.
Perfectly round. And they brought it to me, and he talked to him in Cree, and I said, well, give it to me and let me see what it's all about. And so they handed me the stone. And I held it, and I shut my eyes and do what I do, and then I placed it to my forehead, and I was shocked, and I looked up, and I said, this is not a stone. This is an egg. It's a Thunderbird egg.
My God.
And there's an embryo inside, a prehistoric, you know, not a whole stone embryo. And it was about to give birth and peck its way out. And they got all excited. He was telling them, you know, he could speak white and Cree. They got all excited because they is in a protected area, and they have prehistoric stone stick nests with these eggs in it up there.
They must have been huge, the nests.
From what I see, yeah, they're pretty darn big. Yeah, but they're like our eagle nests, except they were in the rocks, you know, on the rocks and stuff, not in trees. And they had this whole area, these three mountains, hold these things, and they're very sacred. And they try to keep the whites away from it, because these dang whites, they get on anything, and oh boy, I'm going to have that for my collection, or go bowling, or
put it in a zoo or something.
Yeah, yeah, we're a bunch of idiots. But nevertheless, I'm to go back and call the Thunderbirds home. And you will see them all over North America again. They're there. They're rare, and it's hard to find them because they ride the storm.
Heard some scary stories that they have in the past tried to pick up a children.
Oh, yeah.
They do that,
Well, sure. But basically, you know, a regular eagle is a scavenger. You know, it'll go down, and you see them when the cows are calving, and they eat the placenta and stuff like that. And they will grab a young calf, a very little calf, our eagles, if they can do it, and try to haul it off.
Yeah.
And what happened is, as they were migrating down into South America and sticking around the states, lower states, you know, over a long time period, they would follow the great buffalo herds and do the same thing, try, you know, eat the placenta. Now, these are Thunderbirds. And grab calves, and they're much bigger, and they could get some buffalo calves. Well, white man, being white man, oh boy, let's go out and kill these things, and not birds, but the buffalo. So they had to travel on because there was not these vast herds that they could eat off of. So they ended up down south. There's not a lot left, but they're coming back, and they're going to breed. But I've got to do that ceremony, that service.
With the whistle.
With the whistle and some other things.